Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. No, today I'm not going to talk about coronavirus. Rather, I will address a topic which is extremely important, another attack on religious freedom. This time directed at Jews and Muslims, but with wide raging consequences for all religious institutions and organizations and beliefs, including nominal and true Christianity. What I will be addressing today is a permission granted by Europe's highest court to prohibit ritual slaughters of animals, but the implication of the decision is not limited to that aspect alone. It's much broader. It is much more frightening. It also sets the stage for prophesied events leading to the terrible Great Tribulation as prophesied and described in the Bible. Let me read to you from an article by Deutsche Welle, which was published on December 17. The European Court of Justice has ruled that EU member states could legally ban stun-free slaughter, stating that the principle that an animal should be stunned prior to being killed meets the main objective of the protection of animal welfare. Jewish and Muslim associations in Belgium said a ban on stun-free slaughter would violate the right to religious freedom, which is guaranteed in the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. Such a ban would make kosher or halal slaughter impossible, they said. These dietary practices require livestock to be conscious when their throats are slit. In September, a legal expert from the European Court of Justice said exceptions should be made to allow religious slaughter. The people who kill animals while hunting or fishing or controlling harmful organisms, on the one hand, and the people who kill animals according to special slaughter methods prescribed by the customs of religious worship, on the other hand, are treated differently, without reasonable justification, the expert said, but the court didn't follow their own expert. JTA added on December 17 the following. Israel's ambassador to Belgium called the ruling catastrophic and a blow to Jewish life in Europe. The EU Court of Justice issued its decision. Bans on slaughter of animals for meat without stunning do not violate EU principles on freedom of worship. The ruling is a major defeat for efforts currently underway to challenge bans against ritual slaughter in several EU countries, including, of course, Belgium, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, and Luxembourg, where the EU court is based. It also means that lawmakers in additional countries could impose bans without running afoul of EU rules. The court specifically said that EU member states have the discretion to enact measures such as the Belgian bans. In Judaism and Islam, animals need to be conscious when their necks are slit for their meat to be considered kosher or halal. That has made ritual slaughter a ripe target in Europe from both liberals, who cite animal welfare as their main concern, and right-wing nationalists, who view the custom as foreign to their country's cultures. Then the article also states ritual circumcision, too, has united opponents on the left and the right. They go on to say, some Jewish and Muslim communities, including in Austria, certify as kosher and halal meat produced by a procedure known as post-cut stunning, in which animals are stunned immediately after their necks are cut. But mainstream Judaism doesn't agree. It says Judaism will not change its requirements as per the demands of the EU Court of Justice, said Rabbi Menachem Margolin, the head of the Brussels-based European Jewish Association in response to the ruling. So, a battleground for ongoing controversy has been established. Also, and that's important, Israel will begin very soon to bring animal sacrifices in Jerusalem. And the Bible says that Europe will militarily intervene in the Middle East to stop such ritual slaughter, perhaps with a justification, among other quote-unquote concerns, that animal welfare must be protected. This will be part of the events described as a Great Tribulation. We have a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People, and this booklet goes into these aspects and these prophecies in much, much more detail. But what about ritual slaughter before stunning an animal? Is this something the Bible commands? Now we have another booklet, God's Law or God's Grace. And this booklet discusses in chapter 6 the famous conference in Acts 15, and a ruling for Gentiles in Acts 15, verse 20, saying that they must abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. And we say this in the booklet. These four prohibitions were specifically mentioned in Acts 15 to emphasize to the Gentiles that they were still binding on Christians to avoid any misunderstanding. Prior to their conversation, many Gentiles would engage in those practices. They would, of course, sacrifice to idols. They would oftentimes drink blood with their sacrifices, or they would eat their sacrifices with the blood still in the meat, as happens when animals are strangled. Or they would commit fornication with temple prostitutes in their religious services. With their liberal live and let live attitude, many condone and justify today more and more the concept of sexual immorality and fornication, including living and sleeping together without being married, while also attending and participating in religious services, or functioning as practicing homosexual priests and ministers. In addition, many nominal Christians have no compunctions eating food with blood in it, or drinking blood, like blood sausage, which is very common in many Catholic and Protestant countries. Finally, they may enjoy eating food sacrificed to idols, including Easter or Christmas cakes. We also say this: it is clearly wrong to eat food which is sacrificed to or polluted by idols in the context of religious practices. For instance, one participates in a wrong kind of communion or religious worship services, or one partakes of an Easter or Christmas meal as part of Easter or Christmas celebrations, which are polluted by pagan sun and moon gods and goddesses. Again, we have a free booklet on that one also, talking about Christmas, also mentioning Easter. You might want to read that one. We go on in our booklet to say, Paul tells us, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. In a prophecy for the end time, God condemns those who eat, drink, or sacrifice the blood of animals, as well as those who eat unclean animals. And of course, this booklet has all these scriptural references included, which I have omitted right now. From all of that follows that even though ritual slaughter as practiced by Jews and Muslims is not specifically commanded in the Bible, it is clearly not prohibited either. Europe will continue persecuting all those who do not fall in line with Europe's religious and philosophical concepts, be it a ban on ritual slaughter of animals, be it a ban on ritual circumcision, or be it an insistence of those who want to assemble for the Sabbath and the annual holy days of God. Europe will continue persecuting those trying to do this, as they are already doing right now. And Europe will continue to persecute those who do not embrace Europe's ideas of upholding Christmas and Easter celebrations in some form, even during the coronavirus restrictions. And Europe will send armies into the Middle East to suppress Jewish sacrifices and to impose their kind of religious worship on the Jews and others in the region. All of this is clearly prophesied. We are discussing this in this free booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. Please ask for copies of those booklets I have offered to you today. You will not regret having read them. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.